You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
Hold on. Hold for it. Wait for it. Use your eyes, motherfucker. Welcome to EMG Radio episode number 37. This is Randy and we made it 2015. How's it going, everybody? It's been a little while since I've been here to talk to you. Well, 2015's different. There's going to be changes. And one of those changes is, maybe this is something I've brought up in the past and just keep forgetting, EMG Radio is going monthly. But to supplement the missing EMG Radio, which frankly we've been monthly at best for at least a year now, we've been doing the mixtapes. Have you checked those out? The EMG Radio mixtape series, we've been doing that about twice a month. That might drop down to once a month if we're going to go ahead and hit you with a regular podcast episode and then a mixtape every month. Sounds like a good plan there. And I'm not sure if I talked about this in the last episode or not, but the mixtape series, basically what we've been doing is we'll have a different member of the electronic musicians group give us a list, be like, here, make us a playlist, make us a mixtape. And then we'll put the tracks together and we put them out on Mixcloud. Now, I would really like to be able to push that through the podcast feed, but unfortunately, for legal reasons, we can't. These are, like, I open it up. They can play whatever they want, whoever they want, big names. And so that's the reason it's got to stay on Mixcloud, because Mixcloud takes care of royalties, which is nice. So it's nice to have that opportunity. Unfortunately, I can't push it through the podcast feed for you. Just remember, emgradio.com, mixtapes every month. We're up to 5, I think, on there now. So definitely check those out. We've had mixtapes put together by Atticus Veneer, myself, Daniel Maldonado, Space Disc Jockey. And the next one will be Onslaught 6. Onslaught 6. So be sure to check that out. They're really cool insight into the taste of these musicians who we play on the podcast. So if you hear a song that sounds cool here, you can kind of at least get a flavor of what inspires them. Enough of that. I really didn't expect to start hawking EMG wares at you right off. There will be more hawking later. But right now, we're going to get to the task at hand. As I promised you in the last episode or so, as I promised you, EMG Radio, unless it's going to be an interview episode, is going to be more radio-like. Less talk, more music. Makes sense, right? It's right in the title. So, tonight, we got something special for you. With it being the first episode of 2015, we're still in January. Happy New Year, if you haven't got sick of hearing that yet. Happy New Year to you all. We're going to do a little EMG 2014 retrospective. Huge list of songs, a lot more than we usually play, so this will probably be kind of a long episode. And it'll be mostly music. You won't have to hear me talk at all, I promise. After this intro, I'm only going to bust in every so often to set up the next batch of songs. So yes, 2014, no messing around. Let's get right to it. First batch of songs comes to us by way of Mindplosion. Mindplosion. Mindplosion did not put out an album, but he put out a whole bunch of awesome tracks on SoundCloud, which is soundcloud.com/mindplosionmusic. That's MindPlosion. Mindplosion Music. And we're going to play Roboticave after that. Sorry, my heater, my furnace kicked on and scared me. After that, we're going to play some Avant Lust, a brand new single, Long Way Home. This is very recent, came out right on the ass end of 2014. Some Avant Lust, you might hear more Avant Lust a little later in the show. Then we're going to play some Glass off of his latest album that came out in 2014 by the title of Introvert. That's very cool. You can get that at glass.bandcamp.com. We're going to play Hidden Agenda, Escaping Emotion by Glass. Following Glass. I know this is weird to give you the whole track list off front, but we'll smooth it out as we go. Following Glass. We got a little Control-Alt-Destroy. 2 Hours Till Dusk. And I'll talk about that because that's my track during the next break. Then we're going to wrap the first block up with some Onslaught 6 for his song At-At. Yeah, you know At-At. AT-AT, you know what I'm talking about. Onslaught 6 dropped three albums, I believe 2 EPs and a full length this in 2014. So that's a pretty incredible output. And without delaying you any further, enjoy some music.
Thank you. I'm gonna the vampire. Arrest him. Lock him up. Kill him.
Drive my big machine!
what did you think of that? That was Mindplosion, Avantlust, Glass, Control-Alt-Destroy, and Onslaught 6. That was a solid block of music. I wanted to throw in, I'll go ahead and give you links to all these, but also check out the show notes on emgradio.com. Find the post for this episode, and there'll be links to all these songs that you can listen and download. Almost all of them are available for download. The albums that they're from, and the artist pages. We'll have links to everything. It'll be links galore. So yeah, again, that was Mindplosion, Avantlust, Glass, Control-Alt-Destroy, and Onslaught 6. I wanted to talk about my track a little bit because I'm me and might as well. But first, Onslaught 6. You can find that at Onslaught 6. Spell out 6, S-I-X, onslaught6.bandcamp.com. I already gave you Mindplosion and Glass. Who didn't I pimp? Avantlust, soundcloud.com/avant, A-V-A-N-T, dash lust, L-U-S-T, to check that out. And also, you know, there might be a little more, there might be some more Avantlust and Onslaught 6 coming down the road in your near future. Control Alt Destroy, I'll pimp my stuff. CTRLALTDSTRY.electronicmusiciansgroup.com. That's right. My shit piggybacks the EMG because I'm me again. Why not? Or soundcloud.com/control_CTRL_ALT_DSTRY. I did release an album, but the track you heard is not off that album. I released the Redeemer EP in 2014, which I'm sure I've talked about on here. In fact, I'm pretty sure I played a couple tracks. So I didn't want to rehash those tracks. I played my most recent track, 2 Hours Till Dusk. And the only reason I go on about that now is because that was kind of an interesting track. That was for a synthwave group that come up with this kind of the synthwave, like, you know, like Facebook group or SoundCloud group that come up with this really cool idea called 2 Hours or Less Challenge. And the idea is make a track in 2 hours or less. And they put together a sweet mixtape of all the submissions for that called 2 Hours or Less Number 1, The Beginning. Go to soundcloud.com/KONDRATH and check out his sets. He put together a playlist on SoundCloud of all the tracks that were submitted for the 2 Hours or Less Challenge. It's really pretty incredible what people can do in 2 hours. That was my track. I was actually, not to toot my own horn, but I was not expecting it to turn out as well as it did. I actually really liked that track quite a bit. And I took up, like, it was a mad rush. But 2 hours from blank to mastered, it took up the last, like, right up to the second. Like, I had a timer going and I was, but that was pretty sweet. Anyway, check out the other artists on there. That's not an EMG thing. That's just, you know, kind of a cool synthwave, like, producers group. So, all right. But once again, more music, less talk. So let's get to the next block. Up next, we have In Sequence, La Muerta, which we might have played on the show, but this was a single he released in 2014, which also, there's a strong word that he's making good progress on his next album, fingers crossed, because In Sequence is fucking awesome. I don't have to censor myself on EMG Radio. Come on. In Sequence is fucking awesome. Following that, we'll have Kepton with UBS. I'm probably pronouncing that right. UBI. New word, ES, UBS. This was a single Kepton put out, which you can find this track and a remix that yours truly did. It was a lot of fun working with that track, but of course we're going to play his original track, and then we're going to have some Reapers, which if you listened to the show 2 episodes ago, we had an awesome interview with Reapers. You can check that out. It was episode number 35. That's up on the website. Check that out. But anyway, their album Turbine came out. It is awesome, and we're going to play my favorite track from the album, one of my favorites. It's hard to narrow it down, but this is definitely one of my favorite tracks called The Glory. And then we're going to follow round this block out with Autonomy with his track 000000. This is from the EMG compilation album, the first one that came out in 2014, the Color compilation, and this is a pretty sweet track. So enjoy this. I'll hit you with links for where you can get all this after the block. Thank you.
take so long to show.
Meditations, forgiveness in medallions, your life's being bought. My savior's in the pulpit as the rock and roll chameleon, and he laughs at you, and I laugh too. I've spent my time in this padded cell, feeling like hell, and I blame you. He blames you too.
right, that was In Sequence with La Muerta, Captain with Ubi Est, Reapers with The Glory, and Autonomy with 000000, or aka Black. In Sequence, go to insequenceband.bandcamp.com. He's got a lot of albums, some singles, some EPs. He's got a lot of great stuff to listen to. For Captain, you can listen to that single on Captain, it's K-E-P-T-I-N, Captain.bandcamp.com. And the Reapers, you can check them out at, I believe they got a Reaper, I don't want to say that, I don't want to give a wrong URL. So I'll just direct you to Reapers, R-E-A-P-E-R-S, Reapers.bandcamp.com. Check that out for Turbine, full-length album. Came out a couple months ago. It's pretty solid. And then Autonomy, you can go to autonomy.com. AUTONAMI.com. And that specific track is on the EMG Color Color compilation album that we put out last year. You can check that out at music.electronicmusiciansgroup.com. Autonomy put out a handful of singles last year. I think I'm going to have to try to twist his arm into putting together another album, because I still listen to his album mixtape. It's the title of the album. I still listen to that all the time. It's super solid. Now, before I'm too far off of the topic of compilation albums, I just wanted to announce that we are working on EMG 2.0. That's right. If you're keeping track, EMG 1.0 was our very first compilation album. I believe it was the only one that didn't have a specific theme, like Color Color or the Halloween albums. We are working on EMG 2.0. Should come out in March. Basically, like I said, there's no theme, but in a way the theme is, this is EMG now, so it'll be interesting to look at EMG 1.0 and then listen to EMG 2.0. And some of the artists that'll appear on both, I told them, you know, come up with a track that, or, well, I don't, I commanded them, you know what I mean. I requested, you know, if you're going to be on the new album, come up with a new track, new material, and look at your old track on EMG 1.0 and try to think of something, try to put together something that highlights how you've evolved as an artist. So that's kind of the idea. I mean, since it's 2.0 moving up to the next version, to see where EMG is at now, check out the differences from then till now, where our artists are at. And then also, of course, to showcase the artists that have joined since then, because we've at least tripled or quadrupled in size since the earlier days of EMG when we put together the first compilation album. So EMG 2.0 compilation album should be out in March. Super excited for that. A lot of the people in the group seem super pumped for it. So just wanted to announce that while I still had you on the line. Now, had you on the line. What, like this is a fucking phone call? You know what I mean. While I was still rambling in your ear hole. Once again, more music. This one, oh my God, this is a solid, this block. Get ready to get your fucking balls rocked off. I said it. Balls rocked off. We're going to have some Onslaught 6 with Kaiju Apocalypse from the EP Kaiju Apocalypse. You should definitely check that out. And then we're going to hit you with a double fist, double barrel loaded full of Anticantamentum. Anticantamentum released two albums, I believe, in 2014. We're going to hit you with a track from each. From the self-titled Anticantamentum, which I believe was the most more recent, and also from the Sick Transit Gloria Mundi EP, which I probably mispronounced, but that looks right. We're going to hit you with tracks from both of those, so you can find those albums and, of course, all their albums at anticantamentum.bandcamp.com. That's A-N-T-E-C-A-N-T-A-M-E-N-T-U-M. Spelling is fun. Anticantamentum.bandcamp.com. Get ready to get your fucking socks rocked off.
to the world of scooters.
All right, are you fucking pumped up after that? Well, good, because in typical EMG radio fashion, we're going to slam you down now. Anyway, that last block was Onslaught 6 with Kaiju Apocalypse and a double shot of Anticantamentum, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce the track. You can find them on the show notes. Or go to anticantamentum.bandcamp.com and download them and listen to them and put them in your ears because you'll love it. It's good stuff. And, of course, Onslaught 6 again is onslaught6.bandcamp.com. Now, we move to the final block. That's right. One more block of music, and then maybe I'll bounce back in the outro, but this is the last time you'll have to hear me ramble, because after this next block, you can shut it off, if you're a dick. So before we hit that, I just wanted to talk about the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. You know what I'm talking about. It's the bumper you've been hearing at the beginning of the episodes for several months now. If you listen to my other podcast, the Grolix Podcast, it's been at the beginning of every episode, I believe. What is it? It's our podcast network, dumbass. That's what it is. You know what it is. Go there. There's a lot of good shows. There's like tech shows and geek shows. You should definitely check it out. But the reason I mention that is because I have a couple promos. What? Advertising on EMG Radio? Don't worry. I'm not making money off of this. This is for our own podcast network. Electronic Media Collective. Electronic Musicians Group. See what I did there? See, it's all part of the same thing. EMG is more the music side. And the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network is the podcast side. And EMG Radio, it bridges both. It bridges both, bitch. So we're going to talk about both. First, I'm going to play a couple promos. They're short. I'm sorry. I know this is new. It's 2015. It's a new year. It's a new year. Don't worry. They're 30-second promos. They're pretty entertaining. I'm going to click that shit now. Listen to it.
In the future, roving bands of comic book podcasts will savage the wasteland, once known as the Internet. One podcast, the Grolix Podcast, may not be the biggest, may not be the funniest, may not be the most well-spoken. Wait, what was my point again? Oh yes, the Grolix Podcast. Listen to it at GrolixPodcast.com. That's GRAWLIX Podcast.com.
Hey guys, this is Brandon from the Technology Geek Podcast. You can catch all of our shows on thetechnologygeek.org, as well as on iTunes and all other places where podcasts are carried. We also have a wonderful blog, and like I said, we talk computers, the internet, programming, cell phones, and pretty much anything geek. So come and visit us and listen to our wonderful show at thetechnologygeek.org.
That wasn't so bad now, was it? That's right, take your fucking medicine and like it. In all, I don't know why I have to get defensive. Oh, ads. Berate them. Anyway, if you're into any of those things, if you're into comic books, you should definitely check out Grolix, because that's me. I'm on that show. And it's not just me, so you're not going to get this ramble, but you'll get a different kind of ramble, along with a couple other super awesome hosts. And then the other show, The Technology Geek, is part of the EMC podcast network. And you should definitely check that out. That guy knows what he's talking about. Brandon, he's a pretty cool guy, and he'll talk about all kinds of tech. If you're into electronic music or are yourself an electronic musician, chances are you have a strong interest in electronics and technology and computers. That show will interest you. It's very cool. Anyway, moving on from there, our next block. This is a doozy, and this one's going to fucking... This is going to wrap us up for the evening. We got Avant Lust again with Give Me a Taste. This is from their single, Give Me a Taste. And you can find this also at soundcloud.com/avant-lust. Yours truly also did a remix that has disappeared from the internet of that track. So we'll see what I can do about digging that shit up. But anyway, you're going to hear the original song, of course. Following that, we got Ezra Yates. Ezra Yates. Dude, this guy, Drazen, the man behind Ezra Yates, is notorious. Well, notorious. Infamous? That's still negative. This guy will pump albums out. When he has inspiration, he will put album upon album out. He took like a year off, and you know what happened? He took like, I want to say 2013, or maybe part of 2013 off and didn't put out anything. And then boom, 2014, four albums. He put out four full-length, solid albums. has evolved his sound as Ezra Yates, but also, like, if you listen through his albums, it is a natural progression. Four albums. I'm only going to play two tracks, so I picked a track off of two of the albums. You're going to hear The Emptiness We Leave Behind, and then I'm going to jump to Subliminal Hit, who also put some music out this year. He put several tracks he dropped on SoundCloud, but he also put out an album. He put out the album Sky Watchers. You can check that out at soundcloud.com/subliminal-hit. And that's it. That sounded like I had more to say. But soundcloud.com/subliminal-hit. We're going to play Bring in the Yuletide. That's right. It sounds holiday-ish. A little holiday track. But this is a sweet track. Definitely one of my favorite chilled out tracks on his album Sky Watchers. After Subliminal Hit, we're going to hit you with some Tamiel Sanazaki. This is from the album Apocatastasis. Oh, Daniel, what are you doing to me? Apocacrustation. That's not the name of the album. Go to TamielSanazaki.bandcamp.com. That's TamielSanazaki.bandcamp.com. Check out the album. I can't pronounce it worth a crap. But that's nothing new with anything that Tamiel Sanazaki or Antecantamentum does. Daniel likes to be difficult with his naming schemes. Doesn't take away from the fact that his music is awesome. Tamiel Sanazaki will follow up Subliminal Hit. Then you will get more Ezra Yates, My Enchanted Queen of the Sand. And then we're going to wrap it all up in a nice, shiny bow with Space Disc Jockey with his track Let Us, from his Lavender in Excess album that came out last year. So, a nice solid block at the end. I'm not going to delay you anymore. I already made you listen to promos and me ramble. I will have more information on where you can find this block of music at the end of the show. And then we'll just wrap it up. This is the last block, so enjoy.
Nowhere to turn away.
Man, what a good show. This is actually, I was really like going, I give a lot of these a, what's the, maybe like a cursory listen when they come out. But I was kind of busy in 2014 and I hadn't really sat down and listened to a lot of these albums that came out from the EMG members, like give it a good thorough listen. And putting this episode together, I was blown away by the amount of like awesome quality stuff. And I had a hard time picking, like narrowing down, like, well, this album has, there's so many good tracks, narrowing it down to one track I wanted to play on the show today. Point is, there's so much good music came out of the group in 2014. I mean, when it comes out, I know it's good, but then just to like actually sit down and try to comb through it all at once, it just blew my hair back, if you know what I mean. So that last block, we had Avant Lust with Give Me a Taste from the single of the same name. We have a double dose of Ezra Yates, and also Ezra, you were not happy ending Ezra. You were not the last of the episode. Told you, we're not going to do that to you every time. If you're a listener, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you don't listen to the show very often. You should go back and listen to the old episodes. We played from Ezra Yates, The Emptiness We Leave Behind. And we also played My Enchanted Queen of the Sand. And you can get those at ezrayates.bandcamp.com. ezrayates.bandcamp.com. He put out 4 albums last year. All awesome. Check them out. We also played subliminal hit Bring in the Yule Tide from his album Skywatchers. Check that out on soundcloud.com/subliminal-hit. Very awesome stuff from our buddy Louie here. We also play Tommy El Sanazaki. Go to TommyElSanazaki.bandcamp.com. I already talked a little bit about that album. Daniel, as always, putting out a ton of music and quality stuff. And then the end of the show, the last track we played was Space Disc Jockey Let Us from his Lavender in Excess album. You can get that at spacediscjockey.bandcamp.com. I believe you can also visit spacediscjockey.com. And he did some really cool stuff in 2014 coming up to that album. He did all kinds of like interesting social network things. I don't really know how to explain it. He could probably better explain it. We'll have him on the show again in the future, I'm sure, and I'll ask him about all that leading up to it. But he also packaged together all of his previous albums and made them available for free download leading up to the release of Lavender in Excess, and that was super cool. But anyway, Space Disc Jockey, that was some good stuff, and that's the show. That is the show. Thanks for listening. 2015, I'm really excited for this year. There's some really cool stuff coming up. Like I said, EMG 2.0 compilation album should be up in March. Just less than 2 months, about 2 months from now. Excited for that. Got some ideas for compilation albums after that. I know there's some awesome like upcoming releases from members in the group. I'm working on some more stuff. There's just a lot of really cool stuff in the pipeline. Don't forget to keep an eye on facebook.com/electronicmusiciansgroup, twitter.com/EMGartists, our social network for when we do the mixtapes. You can listen to those on emgradio.com, of course, and also our Mixcloud account. So be sure to check those out. And then more episodes, more interviews, or at least like those really cool chat episodes. I really like doing those. So that's the show. I hope you enjoyed all this music, and have yourself a good 2015. See you next month. Thank you for listening to EMG Radio. EMG Radio is an electronic media collective production for the Electronic Musicians Group and is a license under Creative Commons Attribution, not commercial, no derivatives, 3.0 unported license. All music contained within the EMG Radio podcast is property of the respective owner, subject to the respective copyright and their licensing, and used here with permission. For more EMG Radio, visit EMGRadio.com and check out more Electronic Musicians Group. Go to facebook.com/electronicmusiciansgroup or hit us up on Twitter at twitter.com/EMGArtists. And that, shut the fuck up.